AI News by Conjero.
Meta is reportedly testing something pretty striking. An AI avatar of Mark Zuckerberg that could talk with employees, give feedback, and mirror his image, voice, tone, and mannerisms.
Right, and the real significance is less the novelty and more the question underneath it. Can a founder's presence be turned into a reusable interface inside an organization?
That takes more than voice cloning. A believable executive avatar would need facial expression, speech synthesis, cadence, and contextual responses all working together without drifting off persona.
And the bar is higher because this isn't a fictional character. Employees would be asking whether it behaves like Zuckerberg in the ways that matter at work, not just whether it sounds like him.
Exactly. Even latency becomes a big deal. In a meeting, lag can break the sense that the person is really there, and too much variation in phrasing or turn-taking can make it feel unreliable.
Then there's security. A system like that could become a target for prompt leakage or jailbreaks, especially if it's allowed to answer questions or give feedback to employees.
And the risks aren't small. A synthetic leader could create hallucinated authority, accidental disclosure, or mistakes that spread through meeting threads and follow-up tasks.
Governance matters just as much. Who approves the training data, which communications are included, and how often the model gets updated when priorities or positions change.
There's also the attribution issue. If the avatar gives feedback, that feedback needs to be reviewed, logged, and clearly tied back to whoever is accountable for it.
So the big design choice is whether this is treated like an extension of the executive or a tightly bounded interface with narrow permissions.
And that's where the product category gets interesting. This could point towards synthetic presence as a managed layer for meetings, leadership communications, and internal feedback loops.
But the competitive edge won't just be a realistic face. It'll be solving for fidelity, consent, latency, permissions, and traceability well enough that people trust it.
For now, this sounds like an internal experiment, not a rollout plan. But if it works, it suggests executive presence itself can be modeled and scaled.
And the hard part, as always in enterprise AI, is not making the demo. It's building the controls that make the system trustworthy enough to use.
AI News by Conjero.